Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Sianna. What can I assist you with today?
Hi, I have some charges on my credit card that are reoccurring, and I didn't authorize these charges, and I have no idea what they are.
Okay. Can I start off by getting your zip code?
Yes, it's 84010.
Thank you. And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Justin Kemp, K-E-M-P-F.
Thank you. Can you verify your shipping address, please, for security purposes?
Yeah, 230 West Center Street, number 2, Bountiful, Utah, 84010.
Thank you. Give me 1 second to review your account.
Okay. Yeah, because I have no idea who you guys are. Because you've billed me 3 times.
Yes, well, we're a third-party call center that handles accounts for the online vendors. See, I'm just waiting for your account to load.
Okay. Yeah, because if I couldn't have called and got a hold of somebody, then I was going to tell my bank to put the charges as fraud and give me a new credit card.
Okay, so do you remember on March 26th paying $7.95 for the tactical bag that was shipped and delivered? Hello?
I remember paying for that, but I never received it. And so I didn't know who to call because I never received it. And it was a survey that I had got on the computer.
Mm-hmm. So it says...
I did get charged for it, and I understood it was being charged me for the shipping. Yeah.
Yeah, I tracked it. It says it was delivered April 1st at 1:02 p.m. to that address.
Yeah, I never received it. So I figured since I didn't receive it, I wasn't going to worry about the $7. You know, I thought, you know what? Use the free survey. It was the shipping. Just send it. I thought, you know what? I didn't get it. I'm not going to worry about $7. That, you know, to me, that's nothing. I mean, that'd be like a pack of cigarettes. You know what I'm saying? But then when I started seeing these charges for $56.95, I thought, I went to my credit union and I was like, hey, you know what these are? And they're like, no, we don't know what they are. I thought maybe it was a loan that I had got from my credit union. And they're like, no, it's not a loan that you got. You haven't got any loans from us. So I have no idea. I didn't sign up for this 56. All I did was a stupid survey, get a free bag because it said I was a winner. So I thought, okay, I'll do the survey. I'll pay the $8, the shipping, and then they'll send me the bag. And he never did. And I thought, okay, it's a loss. It's like a pack of cigarettes. I wasn't concerned about the $8, but the 56 I am very concerned about because I didn't authorize these charges.
Okay, so before you paid the $7.95 for the tactical bag, it'll say in the terms and conditions 3 to 5 days later, you're then going to be enrolled in the Factory Direct store on a monthly membership fee. And with that membership fee, you receive a voucher in your email for $125 that you can use on that website.
Okay, I didn't receive no email about a voucher for anything. And like I said, I didn't get the tactical bag, so I'm refusing these charges. I want them dismissed. And if not, I'm going to go back inside my credit union before they close, and I'm going to put them as fraud, and I'll get a new credit card.
No problem. So are the charges already disputed?
No, I haven't disputed them yet. They told me I should call you first before I put them in as fraud. So I thought I'd call you, and I thought, well, if you're going to cancel them and refund me back the money, then fine, I won't dispute them. But if you're not going to do it, I'm going to dispute them as fraud.
No problem. So, yes, ma'am, it's not frauds. It was stated. But I have refunded.
Okay, like I said, I didn't receive nothing. So, since I didn't get nothing, to me, it's considered fraud. I didn't get a tactical bag. I didn't get an email. I didn't get a squat. So, to me, it's considered fraud. Because, I mean, there was no legal document that I signed.
Okay.
Now, well, like, if I go to a gym and they say, hey, you're going to be charged $60 a month for this gym membership because it's worldwide. You sign a document. Yeah, that's good. Or if you go to your credit union and you get short-term disability or something, they usually have you sign something if it's like this much a month. But it didn't have me sign nothing. So in my eyes, this is fraud.
Okay. So I've already refunded all of the charges for you, all 56.
Refunded all three of them?
Yes, ma'am. I refunded the $56.95, and then along with your account being canceled, I do have a cancellation number for you when you're ready.
Okay. Give me a moment to get a pen. So you refund. So I'll see that refund in what? 5 days? 10 days?
You'll see it in 3 to 5 business days.
All right. And you're going to refund me for,
yes, ma'am. I refunded the $56.95.
The June 19th and the May 17th?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The reason why I'm asking is because I don't really want to have to call back. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. So, yeah, you'll see that refund. It's already been issued as successful. And I do have my cancellation number for you when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, the number is C as in Charlie, 261-056-503.
And your name?
My name is Sienna.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great
thank
day.
Thank you. I appreciate you taking care of that.
No problem.
Like I said, you know, I'm sure you'd be upset too, you know, if you had something like that. I mean, $60 a month almost, that's a lot of money. And, you know, right now with the way the economy is, you know, we're all having to count our pennies and everything. So.
Yes, I do understand.
All righty. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.